This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Here we go. Hour two, G Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. As, we're off and running here in the C-Note Cowboys News of the Evening coming up in just 20 minutes. They changed Lucius's board all around. I don't think I've ever heard a misfire on
Halloween
in our 14 or 15 years of working together, but so that's a rarity. Okay, remember that day. It's time now for the NFL News of the Day. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, we did get clarity last night on Rico Dowdle. Said his temperature was at 102.4, some risk factors. Is what they explained to him. That's why he did not play against San Francisco, according to Rico. We also did have Brandon Cooks and Micah Parsons working on the cords. We talked about that earlier, probably not playing this weekend against the Falcons would be my guess. But we'll talk with Stephen Jones tomorrow, and Jerry will, of course, be on with KNC. Maybe they can provide some more updates there.
So what'd they say about Rico now?
He had Rico said he had 102.4 fever.
No, you don't have 102.4 fever and walk around with a smile on your face greeting fans and signing autographs. You're like, crap, let me go lay down and get under a blanket. You know, I'm having chills with 102 fever. This is hogwash.
Hogwash.
It's
hogwash. He says
it's organizational misdirection. You know, it's a magic trick that they pull off.
It's a fugazi. It's a fugazi.
You know, I think the truth is Jerry knows it's going to be a bad football season. It's going to be a disappointing and frustrating football season at times. It's not going to live up to expectations. He wants fans tuning in to see players that they recognize. And I think he's putting Zeke on the field when you have multiple candidates that could do the job better. I mean, Dowdle was breaking out as the go-to guy. The coaches had found their dude, and the next thing you know, Jerry's talking about how Zeke still has something, and then he has twice as many carries as Rico in the Lions game.
Yeah, there was a time I'd want to tell you to go bleep yourself. There's no way they would sabotage themselves like that, but now I can't fight you.
Okay, but in this theory, like, what is Rico's just playing along?
Yeah.
He's just playing along?
Yeah, you're just being a good soldier.
Yeah, be a good guy. Maybe we'll take care of you on the back end. Maybe he could get another contract.
Yeah.
You know, but you're just not a household name. You know, fans aren't vibing with you that hard. So, sorry. They don't know who you are, Rico. So, it doesn't matter if you're literally three times as good as this old guy over here. We're going with him.
All right, we keep dipping back to this content well that is The Edge with Micah Parsons. He's doing a fantastic job with this podcast, and he did have Trayvon Diggs on. And they were talking about their top 10 quarterbacks. Now, this is starting to make the rounds on Cowboys Twitter. There is a noticeable omission as they discuss their top quarterbacks, and here's Micah and Trayvon.
Where would you rank him among quarterbacks right now? I would say he's definitely top 10.
Higher.
You think he's top five?
For sure. Who else you going to put in there?
Give us your top five right now.
I'm going to go him. I'm going to go Mahomes.
Mar. Got to have Mar.
Yeah. Lamar. Josh Allen. Jalen playing pretty good right now, too.
Jared Goff is a top five quarterback right now.
And Matthew Stafford. I love how Matthew Stafford played the quarterback position.
Sam Darnold could be in the top five conversation right now.
Yeah, Sam Darnold looking crazy too. So it's hard as a lot of quarterbacks right now.
I can't give you a top five right now based on how everybody's performing.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, they started off talking Jaden Daniels. That was, like, the lead into that clip. Like, Jaden Daniels is a top five quarterback. And then they went ahead and who else they thought was in the conversation. So some are taking this like, oh, my gosh, they didn't put Dak Prescott in their own top five, top ten list. I don't think they were even personally considering, like, their own dudes here. But also, Dak's
being honest.
Dak's not there right now.
He's not. He's not a top ten.
He's not playing well right now. So I don't really have an issue with this. I think people are kind of blowing this one out of proportion.
I feel like he said that. Somebody said it, right? Somebody said Dak was top 10. Or was he talking about the...
He was
talking Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. So, like, the lead into that was Jaden Daniels of Washington, and then they talk, you know, there's Sam Darnold, there's Jared Goff, there's Matthew Stafford, Mahomes, Lamar. Okay.
I just automatically assumed they were talking about Dak right there, saying top 10. Right. I'll be damned.
No, they were talking about their division rivals quarterback, actually.
Oh, Lord.
That's what they were doing.
Yeah.
Turn their mics off.
It's crazy, dude.
This is the stuff you run into if you with the podcast.
Exactly. This is the stuff that you leave yourself open to, and maybe it was just an innocent oversight. But if Dak was on a podcast talking about the best edge rushers or corners in the NFL, even with Micah being banged up and haven't even played the last few weeks, he would still throw Micah's name out there.
He would.
You know?
Yeah.
Probably not for Diggs, because that would just be completely dishonest. But otherwise, I think he'd throw Micah in there.
Yeah, I think the fact that they... I would want a follow-up question. Like, are you talking about, like, just for this year because his stats aren't there? Or are you talking about, like, overall, just, like, you don't think he's one of the top 10
guys? Just talking right now.
I would think they're talking today. Right now. Yeah. Foolish to throw in, you know, Jalen Hurts' name or whatever, but the Dak omission is even more
I tell you what, Dak's not even anywhere close to Russell Wilson, but when you do the shirt tucked in, I'm the guy with all the right answers, and then I'm Mr. Positive on top of that... Like, defensive guys can see that as, like, you're not accountable. You know, you're fake. You know, when you're really, you're being a pro. You're doing what the job is asking you to do. And this, you know, as a quarterback, you're the face of the team. I would not rule out that there could be animosity as you're over there on defense, you know, trying to do everything that you can. And, you know, a lot of times over the last, your careers, 4 years, you know, offense has sputtered. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, that's genuine. Just doesn't pop in their head that Dak's that guy.
I mean, I'll offer covering fire. I know they want defending. And Mike has talked Dak up a lot on that podcast. So I think this was just an innocent, you know, afterthought. We're not bringing, but also Dak's not.
We forgot that guy that we see every day out there on the field throwing the football.
He asked him his
top 10. We forgot the highest paid quarterback in the league that we see every day.
He asked him his top 10 list, and then he went to top 5.
What?
No Dak.
Maybe the producers gave him like a list of like the top 10 statistical quarterbacks, top 10 MVP candidates, and they're just working off some notes, you know, that a producer from Bleacher Report gave him.
Dawson pulling that cape out of him.
Like that. Yeah. Hey, Dak's my guy, you know. I want to consider all options here, be fair.
Yeah. Jordan Love, realistic that he's going to play against the Lions. This is a fun game. We got Packers and Lions first place on the line there.
Lambeau or at then Ford Field?
Oh, that's a good question. Where is this game being played?
And by the way, you're going to pick the Houston Texans tonight?
I know. I was looking at Texans Jets. I feel like the Jets are kind of due for a win. This game has me scared. Like the Jets, this is the way the NFL works. And there's a reason why they're favored 2.5 at home when they have no business being favored. In no world should the Jets be favored to beat the Houston Texans, yet they are. What does Vegas know?
A trap bet.
What is going on here that is making me very hesitant? Because the Texans, I should be saying, absolutely, sign me up. We all should, honestly. We all should jump on the Texans bandwagon right now. But there's something that's got me just like, ooh, I'm a little hesitant here when it comes to these Jets.
I have no idea what's happening when it comes to picking NFL games right now, Woolchuck. So
it is tough.
I'm leaking confidence a big way.
Lambeau.
I think I'm out of it.
Oh, Lambeau, okay.
It is in Lambeau. Mm. It is. Yeah, it absolutely is.
That's a win for Detroit. Like, you get to Lambeau before November.
Yeah, it is. Weather, and I don't know what the weather report is for that one as of right now. It looks like 50 degrees.
Whew. That's a nice day.
Pretty nice day there.
Give me
pretty
the nice Houston day. Texans tonight, by the way.
If you're going to take Houston, then I'm definitely staying away from this game.
Give me Houston tonight.
Are you doing a bet payoff?
Nope.
No bet payoff today?
Nope.
You're just not going to do it?
I'm gonna do what Dawson's doing. I'm gonna do it when I want to do it.
Well, Gavin's here tomorrow.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not.
There you go, Brian.
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know,
take ownership.
I'm going to take ownership of this thing.
Wow.
There you go. He's indignant about it.
Look at this.
He sounds like Tua right now.
I'm in a bad mental health spot. I'm definitely not being stubborn.
I'm with Dawson. I'm in a bad mental health spot, too.
Yeah. You got some pickled pig's feet you can go eat right now if you want to. Just get it out of
the way. I really don't
want
to eat the pickles pig feet.
Dude, they're only like 6 weeks old.
Do they go bad?
Bro, I ain't touching those pig's feet in there.
That would imply that they were good at one point.
Well, no, but right, 100%. They weren't, but they might be off, you know?
I might have a double bet payoff next week.
You might.
Sounds like you might, dude. You're taking the Texans are in New York?
It's in New York.
So the road Texans with...
I did it last week, too.
With offensive issues. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You did it last week. I guess
you did do it last week, and there's something to be said.
Fool you twice.
Now you don't have to worry about it the rest of the week. And I was interested in taking Houston too. There's just I'm a little nervous.
Yeah,
my gut's been pretty right about this.
I locked it in on the official scoreboard.
Okay,
I'll
consider. Tua is starting to get a little broadish. He's getting a little irritated here, and he wasn't happy about the question marks. I guess there was a mishandled snap that ultimately resulted in a safety in the third quarter.
It's a bad snap.
Yeah, and those 2 points proved to be the game winner, right, as the Cardinals win 28-27. Chad Ryland kicks a field goal at the buzzer. So Tua is asked about the mishandled snap, and this was his response.
I have pretty good vision. I have pretty good hands. I mean, I'd like to see a lot of other people go in the back there and try to catch that ball, too. You've seen it. It wasn't Brew's best. And Brew knows he can get it better, but it wasn't my best as well. But I'm just saying, to give perspective, it's not as easy as what it looked like, sitting down on your couch eating chips.
Man, I would say it's pretty easy. He got the bag. He got the bag this offseason, and now he just doesn't care anymore.
Zero F's.
He has bleep you money now, and he's kind of taking that attitude with him to the podium. It's like for personal reasons. Why aren't you wearing the Guardian cap? Just my body, my choice. Move on. Don't ask me. He doesn't want to deal with it right now. So it wasn't a good snap. It was like too much velocity on it.
It was high, wasn't it?
It wasn't high. It was just a ton of velocity.
Let's go to the tape.
We need to get next gen MPH like exit velo on shotgun snaps.
What was the expected points added for that snap right there?
Let's go to the tape. We can find out.
But these players want to make it about like what Trayvon Diggs is talking about to Mike Leslie, like you can't do what I do. Tua wants to make about the average person
the
couch.
He's right.
Yes, he's right. But
he's right.
That goes without saying.
I've snapped a ball like that before, so he's right about that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little too high.
You just keep sitting at home eating the chips and watch him play and take the snaps from Tua. We've got the rare double down must win games. Sure, Brad Sham somewhere he's going to love to hear this.
Jeez,
two quarterbacks.
Is it just playing on its own?
We don't down there in the bayou.
No.
It's a Gator Fest.
Two quarterbacks have doubled down that these are must win games this week. One of them wears the star on the side of his helmet. Dak Prescott has said Sunday's game against the Falcons is a must win game for Dallas.
Wow.
Give me Atlanta.
Let me see this.
They're all must-win games.
Let
what I
me
say.
See. God. Dak must win.
This is per John Machota of The Athletic. He said there was a moment in last Sunday's game where CeeDee Lamb told him, "We're back." And it was before the two touchdown catches. Sounds like they both think they're where they need to be entering Sunday in Atlanta. Dak also said regarding his interceptions, quote, "I've got to be better, simple as that." He's absolutely right, but he's saying it's a must-win.
Okay. They're playing great defense on him and pressuring him, and he's seeing it as good as he can. So instead of throwing it away or running, he's throwing YOLO balls. I love the idea of it being a must win. I love the idea of saying he's got to be better than this. But at this point in his career, he is who he is. He's not going to change into threading needles in between levels 30 yards down the field in tight window throws. He's got to make all tight window throws. He's one of the least accurate Pro Bowl quarterbacks the league has ever seen. It's not going to get any better, okay? I want Dak to call. You got the secure contract. You call out Jerry, damn it. You call out Steven. Say, I need a freaking running game and better protection. I'm not throwing my guys under the bus, but, you know, we can't expect to have a functional offense like this. Give us some honest answers. I need to be better. It's a must-win game. No, it's not. If you do win it, congratulations. Maybe you got lucky on a watermelon kick at the end of the game onside. You got the ball back. You know, but there's you're not going to go out and play well enough in any one game to change everything you've put on film for 7 weeks. It's pathetic football. You can't defend. You can't score. You're, you know, a country mile away from being competitive. And, you know, we don't need pretending like it is all good. We need keeping the front office accountable for being bad and for failing to take advantage of an opportunity over the last 10 years when the window actually was open. You know, for as much heat as the Joneses get, they had the championship window open. All they had to do was pick one of those years and say, hey, what are our biggest weaknesses? Let's add an all-pro. Let's go get an Ndamukong Suh or a Jalen Ramsey. What is it that we need to stop the run and run the football better? And they turned down every opportunity saying, we have to manage for next year. We got to keep the cap in line. Well, guess what? Even when you do that, the cap's coming for you. You're going to have to take some years and get your cap back in order, whether you manage it conservatively or aggressively. They chose not to manage it aggressively, and they let that window hang open for 10 freaking years without trying to fly through it. Well, Chuck, drives me crazy.
Yeah, the way that they do their contracts and how they navigate the salary cap is something they really do need to look at changing.
If you don't blow the whistle on crap that's going on inside your organization, you're part of the problem, Dak. Never thought I'd say it. Blow the whistle for us. You got your money. Tell the truth.
That was a rock.
We know y'all know the truth because your brother tweets it every now and then.
Yeah.
Come on. Let him have it.
You think he does that behind closed doors?
Manage up. Yeah, when he's hanging out with his buddies, absolutely.
No, but like he talked to Jerry and Steven and Will and like say, hey, this is the situation. You know, I need the XYZ.
No.
Or you think he's always just towing the company line?
No, I think Jerry showed last week with Sean and RJ, he doesn't want anybody telling him how it is. You know, he might listen to people that he pays for their advice, the coaches and the scouts. But I don't think he'd you know, take any kind of player running in there and trying to take control of the philosophy of the organization.
Well, Joe Burrow also said this is a must-win game. He said we're 3-5. You go to 3-6, and you basically got to win out. Urgency is very high every week from here on out, and it's definitely a must-win for Cincinnati. The bungholes cannot fall to 6-3. Fletcher Cox wants to fight Le'Veon Bell. I'd love to see this. They have a beef going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Incredible.
Yeah, he took a there was a picture, you know, post game. Or is it the Super Bowl?
No, dude. This is Fletcher Cox was doing some stuff with Fox NFL Sunday.
Michael Strahan.
He was hanging out with Michael Strahan.
Yeah, but this he posted a picture. It looks like Fletcher Cox is at the Super Bowl. And he's wearing a blouse. He said, LOL, grown man wearing a blouse. I'm done. And Fletcher Cox quote tweeted that and said, you need my number. I don't do that internet talk. I'm a real MF-er.
Hmm.
And now has challenged him to a fight.
Hey, free smoke, free smoke.
All right. And yeah, this is crazy, dude. Le'Veon Bell, we know, is down to fight.
He is.
He fought a couple of guys already, right? He fought Adrian Peterson?
He did, and he won.
Yeah. So he's got some
pretty good
confidence.
Pretty good at the boxing.
He's got some boxing deal.
Well, maybe we could make this the kind of one of the early fights on the
undercard?
Part of the undercard for the James Harrison and Chad Johnson fight that we're going to get before the Super Bowl.
Get it cracking, man. Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right.
Man, final thing here when it comes to the Eagles, I guess Big Dom's got a headset on now.
What?
Yeah, he's wearing a headset, and they just scored the most points they have all season. So now he's being considered their glue guy. This is what has turned the tide here.
What's Big Dom wearing a headset for?
I don't know, but they've put a headset on Big Dom.
Official personnel, apparently. Thank you, Woolchuck. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. C-Note, is this cowboy out injured as well now? That's next.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Time for the C-Note Cowboys News of the Evening right here with you on a Thirsty Thursday, a ladies' night. LA Live coming up 5:40 every night. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, he replays the champ for you every night at that time. Krusty's Corner is now 15 minutes away. He's going to preview the Falcons' defense and help us decide if the Cowboys have a shot of beating this Falcons team. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car, truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Segment's also brought to you by Soda. It's state of the art. It's a Halloween Thursday. You know, and that's awful fun. I have a heck of a sweet tooth, although tomorrow we're starting this G-Bag Nation weight loss competition.
Yes.
Halloween to Thanksgiving, whoever loses the most LBs, and everybody wins some accountability, I believe.
Yes.
And
yeah,
maybe a little bit of positive health momentum going to the holidays. I'm just trying to get myself a little buffer so I don't go way, way over range through Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, I think that's a really good play. I'm looking forward to it. And Walchuk was trying to put a payoff on the line for the guy who lost the least amount. Oh. I was like, that feels like a lot, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like a little heavy-handed. Broadus was co-signing it.
It's like, but not even true. Brian doesn't do his own bet payoffs. He's not co-signing it.
I've just had enough of these bet payoffs, and I'm not going to do them anymore. Just not.
Wow.
He's just going
to flat-out refuse to do them.
You know what? I'm going to pick these games, and Friday's going to come around, and I'm not doing them anymore.
That's the greatest feat of strength I've ever seen.
Yep. We can perform. Nope. I mean, we could. Who knows?
I am. You're right.
We could just smash an egg on your head.
Yeah, just smash an egg on my head.
We could put you in a fart box real quick.
You know,
like there's a lot of things that we can do.
Involuntary payoffs.
Yeah, involuntary.
Tell you what, not doing the bet payoff is a worse punishment. You don't know what you have just done to yourself, sir.
I've had enough of you gentlemen. I'm not doing these anymore.
Terror lurks at every corner.
Sounds like somebody's a little scared of his football picks.
I picked Houston tonight, and they're probably going to lose. But I'm not doing the bet payoff if I lose. I don't care anymore.
I call cap on that, Brian.
I'm not. I'm not doing these anymore. No.
You love doing them.
No, I'm not doing these payoffs anymore.
You've gotten a kick out of doing these.
No.
Feats of strength. Yeah. Let me show Eric I'm better than him when it comes to sitting in an ice tub.
Cool, Jay.
You're just mad we found out everything that you secretly like that aren't really bet payoffs, like getting drunk on air and eating disgusting items.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
I'm not doing this anymore.
You're at the height of your powers now. You're at peak Broadus, like sitting 20 minutes in a cold tub, like it's nothing.
Yep, not going to do it anymore.
You're eating little nitro gummy bears like they're Tic Tacs.
That's why I'm not doing it anymore.
This is like Joey Chestnut walking away from the Nathan's contest.
I've had enough.
Secretly, these have been completely tearing him up from the inside out. And he's just been hiding it. He's been faking it.
The truth comes out.
He's having to see like a team of doctors to get him through these.
We had to redo my insurance today.
He was doing that.
Yeah. Raised premiums. They found out what he's doing.
60 years old, and they're like, why do you do these things? Why do you do these things?
Because I suck at picking football games.
I told him that. And they said, you don't have to do it anymore. Just tell those guys you don't want to do it anymore.
Oh, they don't know what they're talking about.
I'm not doing it anymore. I've had enough.
Is Trayvon Diggs playing football this weekend? No sign of him today. I guess he's on the cords again.
Yeah, I think he sounded like that he was going to play. I didn't check. So the injury report come out yet? Do we get it yet?
I don't think so. We're probably about half hour.
He's finally feeling like what it feels like to be like a true legit football player. This is like the first time his body's ever felt something like this after a game. He's like, man. Okay, so this is real football soreness. I've never experienced this. I understand.
I was over this
honestly
morning.
You got to give him a break for this. This is his first time dealing with it.
Might take him a couple years to get conditioned to it.
Yeah.
I was over there this morning, and it sounded like things were positive that way. Okay. So if he's on the injury report as a DNP, I will circle back. How about that?
Calf strain is the word with him, so we'll get the latest there. Good sign for Micah. He was getting work on the resistance cords. Might not be ready for Sunday, but looks like he's getting close to returning, was the word from Mishota. McCarthy's quote about Parsons, he's here. He's in the meetings until they clear the return to play with Britt Brown. I really don't even entertain that thought. So he's not quite there yet. Nothing other than a bad sprain taking him time, Brian?
The high ankle sprain, they say you might as well break your ankle, probably be back quicker than getting the old high ankle sprain. But yeah, this one's been tough for him.
Had a couple of bad high ankle sprains in my mid-20s that pretty much shut me down. After that, I needed ankle reconstruction, and that was history pretty much. Mike McCarthy asked about Dak today. He talked about all the things around Dak, the protection, the run game, the weapons, having to be better. And I think for you guys, we talked about in the opening segment, feel like maybe he's making some excuses here about, the things around the offense. Kind of,
need to look in the mirror thing, When you're deficient in areas and your guys aren't playing well, you got to look at yourself. You got to find ways to kind of pull things together, find things they can do to win, make things, if you have to shorten some things or make things a little, bring it together, whatever you have to do. This is on the coach. You can sit there and talk about offenses and this is what I did 30 years ago, whatever. Doesn't matter. What matters is right now.
You got a really shaky line in one weapon.
Well, figure it out.
Look at that on paper. Would you expect Dak to be good with this?
That's his job. Figure it out, Dawson.
He has figured it out for three straight years, 12 wins, and then his roster got really crappy, and he's like, what do you want me to do, make chicken salad out of chicken bleep? That's what you want Mike to do?
He is responsible for this roster, too. This head coach has responsibility for this roster. Mm-hmm. He can help him in the draft. He can help him in free agency, but he chooses not to. He chooses not to be a part of that way. You can ask that, like, hey, are we really good at running back? He said it the other day. I really don't prefer this running back by committee bit. You were the one. This is what we got. You're the one looking at this thing right now. You're looking at all these running backs. You could have sat there in the third round and listened to everybody tell you, oh, we need a linebacker right now. No, damn it, we need a running back is what we need. I'm tired of his whole, that's a good question. I'm tired of all that. You know what? Go out there and coach. Go out there and just go out there and find ways to get it done. If you have to shorten some things, if your quarterback's not throwing accurately, find some throws that he can make, find some routes you can run, bring some guys in motion, work on your running game. Maybe there's one or two things, maybe some pin and pull stuff. Just don't sit there and have that massive play sheet and sit there and not call things worth a damn. You're not helping anybody. You're the head coach. Unless you're like you've had enough of Jerry Jones and this whole thing, and you just at the end of the year when your contract's up, you just want to walk away quietly, go off into the sunset. If that's what you want to do, well, just leave now. Give it to somebody else that can maybe save this season. I'm tired of his BS. I really am.
But winning 12 games 3 years in a row, you don't think that means you're a good head coach?
What has he done? What has he done when they've really had to? And Dawson, you're the one that comes on all the time.
Don't make this about me.
No, I'm not going to. I'm just saying this.
Do it.
That they don't beat anybody any good.
No, you're right.
You do say that. Yeah. And you're right.
Yep.
They don't beat anybody any good. And in this year, you lost to the Saints, who are absolute garbage right now. But in week two, they were a good team. Detroit, you got demolished. I understand what happened to you against the Ravens, You had a San Francisco team last week that was decimated with injuries, and you go out there, and for two series, you act like you were into the game. And then the last series, when you have to have it, what happens? You don't get it done.
No.
Come on.
After one of the worst quarters of football we've ever seen played in that third.
Yeah. I'm not, if this guy is done coaching, if he's done coaching, then just go. Just go and let Bones Fossil be the guy, or let whoever. But, you got to figure things out. That's your job. That's what you're, and I'm not going to say pay because I'm not going to watch a man's pocket. But his responsibility for, like I asked you earlier, why is your quarterback 66% last year against man coverage? But now he's less than 50%. Why? What happened? You talk about cross the hall. Oh, let's do this. Let's talk about that. Figure it out, bro.
I wonder if he banned across the hall because it got too much attention last year, or they didn't do it the same.
They did it. They did it again. They talked about doing it, but I agree. I mean, for 2 years we've heard about running the football. They haven't been a good running team.
The owner sat there at the Senior Bowl and told John Michaud and others, two things he wants to, and this is on him too, want to run the ball better, want to play better run defense. You don't do either, sir.
Yeah, he's been trying to make a physical team for 5 years.
You don't do either.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the problem I have. Find what you can do. Maybe they can't do any, but they won 12 games the last 3 years.
Yep.
Maybe they win 12 games every year. Well, okay, great. What were some of the things you were doing there? Why is it such a disconnect right now? Why is there nothing easy with this offense? I get what's going on defense. Zimmer's not done a great job either. You know, that defense was supposed to be buttoned up. It is not buttoned up. They can't play well at safety. Again, coaches have a say in what goes on, who they're going to play. You know, they have an idea. You know, yeah, they've had some injuries over there, but your offense hasn't been banged up. Yeah, you got two young players playing at the offensive line. A rookie, sir, he's getting better. Your left tackle got a little better last week. You know, he got a little better last week. You know, I get it, but man, this is the thing that bothers me about a coaching staff, that they stand up there and they're like, well, you know, this, you know, figure it out. And if you don't, by the way, you could go back to the farm in Wisconsin, enjoy those days. Yeah.
It's got to sound mighty nice to Mike about now.
It probably is. Yeah, he's probably tired of me and Wolchuk being the only two dudes sitting in there when he's after a game talking to the media after a game.
Yeah. You know, why? Because everybody's with Jerry?
Yeah. Everyone's with Jerry.
Yeah. He's probably tired of like, wow, Wolchuk and Broadus are sitting here on the other side of the glass.
Talking S about him.
Not even talking to him. Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about how bad his game plan
Sorry,
was.
Sorry, Mike.
For the last four quarters of football that we unfortunately
There's a
had
lot
to
of things going wrong with this thing. A lot of things.
Former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive, Brian Broadus here with you in the G-Bag Nation.
Good job, Brian. Give him hell.
Krusty's Corner is coming up next, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Brian, what's in store?
Yeah, let's see if you can take advantage of some of Atlanta's things they're poor at on defense. We'll do that next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king of the Krusty's, Brian Broadus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant as well for being on board with that. All right, I'm going to sell you a little hopium here for the Chief, you kind of told me yesterday that this Atlanta defense has got some poochies to it.
It does, yes.
Yeah.
It does.
It does.
At every level.
Yeah, it does. And where they really have some poochies. And tell me if you think you could take advantage of this in this football game. How about a team that when they rush four, because you watch them rush four all day and they never get anybody home.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're creating they create absolutely no pressure. Mm-hmm. And then they blitz, and they don't create any pressure. Oh,
perfect.
Does it give you any hope as a Dallas Cowboy fan?
Gives me a lot of hope.
As somebody that maybe would like to see this football team win.
If they can blitz, and they don't get any pressure, Dak Prescott, in his history, has been very, very effective.
Yeah. I started watching Kansas City. I was watching Seattle. I was just trying to kind of, you know, some teams, these offenses. It's a little bit hard because you're thinking – you're watching other teams' offenses move the ball, and you're thinking, well, maybe Dallas could do this. And then you kind of have to circle back and like, well, maybe not. But there's some things that this Falcon defense is very deficient at. They struggle with the pass rush. They've only generated pressure on 24% of their opponents' dropbacks this year. And that's sending four or fewer rushers. But then when they blitz, their sack rate is even smaller than that.
Their sack rate's worse in the sport.
Yeah, it's the worst.
2.2%.
They're the second worst in the end. So when they generate, they don't generate pressure, and it's the third lowest in the league. But only the Bears and the Raiders from two different eras or two different years have had a lower pressure rate than what Atlanta's dealing with right now. So there you go. There's something you kind of think about right there.
That's super nice. I mean, you've seen a lot of the bad plays happen with pressure being involved, for sure. Yeah.
Matthew Judon is their best rusher, if you want to say a best pass rusher here. Grady Jarrett, I think, is as a defensive tackle, is okay. But Matthew Judon is the one you're going to have to worry about. Now, the teams that I watched, How do they stop him? They double him. You know why they double him? Because nobody else can get home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what you do. You find a way. He is their best pass rusher. That guy's faced more double teams this year than any other time in his career. But you watch, and they're like, people are like going, yeah, I'm not going to let this number 15 beat me. I'm not going to let this guy rush the passer. You know, he's had very good years. New England, he's had some really good years. Atlanta, he ain't the same player. But people are double teaming him right now, is what they're doing. And so that's making a difference in that pass rush.
I feel like this is manageable there on the front end, you know, if we can just get somebody open.
Yeah.
Dak just said, excited about this game plan. Think we've got a great one in the making. Now it's about for us just locking in, being focused, executing.
Falcons last year, when you watch them play, Falcons were a really big man team. This year they don't play as much man defense as they did. Matter of fact, they're going to play about 81%, maybe 80, 81% zone defense. And they're only going to play man defense about 19%
of the time. You just give us the Dak numbers versus man this year, and yeah, they're really bad.
All right. Now, here's where you also watch when they play in coverage, how things work out for them. Because I was thinking, like, man, they allow a lot of space in their secondary. And the Falcons, because of the zone that they play, you have separation out there. So I went into, I looked at like, okay, how much cushion are we giving these guys? Because you watch them play with all the zone, they're like 5 yards off, and you wonder why. It's a dangerous combination that they have. They have no pass rush, and they play off coverage. So they're giving you cushion. So if you protect, then they give you throws and routes. So I was looking at the numbers on that, and I'm thinking, like, damn, this. Why are these guys playing back? Why is Terrell playing back here? You know, why is Hughes playing off here? Why do these guys play back? That's their deal. Like they say, 78% of the time, the snaps this season, they've played in this off coverage where they've been 5 yards or more. Okay, can the Cowboys take advantage of somebody that plays off coverage? Can the Cowboys run? And I told you guys earlier when we were talking about all this that your best option for Dak Prescott this year for somebody that's played off coverage against you quite a bit,
Tolbert,
has been Tolbert.
Yeah.
He's got 17 receptions for 200 yards against off coverage. CeeDee Lamb, you would think, would be a really good off coverage player. That hasn't been the case. Where CeeDee has actually done better is when teams have played man coverage against him. So something's got to happen for you this weekend with CeeDee Lamb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what. I'm keeping him away. I'm keeping him away from A.J. Terrell, the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, Terrell used to play like he was predominantly a left corner. He was all they've played against each other twice. But Terrell has only carried him in like five routes playing twice. Where Lamb has done all his damage was away from. So the Cowboys kept him away from Terrell's side. So that's you think, oh, they played twice. They've had to match up. Well, this is what probably could be different though for the Falcons this week is that they play him on both sides.
Okay.
So
he's traveling with the number one receiver.
He's traveling. He's going to travel in this game. Now, what you could do now is put him in a situation where they won't move him inside. They won't walk him down inside. Now, the Falcons have a player that's their nickel player named D. Alford.
Yeah.
D. Alford gets worked. And if you watch the Kansas City game, Kansas City's got really good weapons. Don't get me. I mean, they've got, you know, this is before the injury and all that. So they had
Rice.
Yeah, they had some weapons. 10 for 10 on targets and receptions against the Chiefs. And he's played some other games where it's been five targets, four receptions. Six targets, five receptions.
I think Chris Godwin just ate him alive.
Yeah. He's had some problems in the slot. This is where now you got to think about putting him in that slot to get him away from Terrell and make sure that he can run some routes from there. Keep him on the move and have him run some routes from there.
Okay.
That's where I would kind of, you know, they've had some success. Number 20, it's D. Alford. He is their nickel. He plays at depth and he gets worked. teams have completed like 79% of the passes against him. And they keep playing the guy. They keep throwing him out there as that nickel player. So I'm making sure that I'm finding number 20 in this scheme, and I'm going to throw the football out of there. By the way, too, and I looked this up because I was curious of how much the Falcons, you know, their secondary, 52%, Dawson, 52% of throws against their defense are wide open throws.
Ooh,
52.
Okay.
That's insane. Okay.
That's going to be exciting to see what the Cowboys numbers look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Based on what you know about the Cowboys, what do you think the Cowboys number is going to be there?
I mean, could this be like a 200-yard CeeDee Lamb game?
No, I don't think it's going to be good. I think they will still struggle to get guys open consistently.
Even with the off coverage, even with the separation.
I mean, that's my belief about how bad things are with this team right now.
If it goes bad, is it going to go bad because all of a sudden Atlanta finds pass rush or Atlanta finds coverage?
Coverage.
I think they find coverage.
I think it'd be the pass rush.
You think it's be pass rush?
I think it would be all of a sudden Tyler Guyton struggling. They find like Judon turns the strip back to I'm New England, Matthew Judon here, and now they're getting some pressure on you. Because it doesn't sound to me that they got the horses to cover outside of Terrell.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked their safeties, but I don't think their linebackers are good either.
Yeah.
Their linebacker, I mean, over the middle of the field should be open.
They have problems just like Dallas has problems in the middle of the field.
But the thing is when you have seven guys dropping, you don't have to be that great at covering. We're in areas and zones that's going to make it difficult for Dak to find something easy. And when that happens, he hangs on to the football.
Yeah,
and now bad defenses can look good just because of the scheme and Dak's weakness.
Sure, but they also can't get pressure with four, so they're going to have to send extra guys, which means you're not able to clog and cover.
When they've sent guys, they haven't got home.
And that's where Dak needs to be able to capitalize on the big plays, because otherwise, they might be able to limit it. But if they blitz, Dak's got to have to be able to take advantage of that.
Only the Cardinals allow more successful plays than these guys on defense. 4 yards or more a play, only the Cardinals allow more. Than the Falcons do.
I mean, they don't stop the run overly well.
No,
they don't.
And this is the problem with them trying to stop. This is them probably trying to stop the run, and this maybe will play into Dallas's hands a little bit. Last week against the 49ers, when you watch the tape, the successful runs that Ezekiel Elliott had in this football game were against the light box.
Totally.
This team plays almost half the time in light box.
Oh, okay, so they're ready to surrender things in the run game.
They're ready. They feel like, well, go ahead and run the ball, you know, go ahead and run it. To me, if Dallas has proven that last week against the light box, I'm saying with Zeke, his most successful runs last week in that game against San Francisco were six or less in the box, and if Atlanta's going to play the light box in this game, or that's what they do,
run at them.
Maybe you can figure out a way to run the ball at them. Maybe now you'll see a semblance of a running game.
It kind of feels like if the Cowboys offense cannot get going to a respectable standard on Sunday, it's fair to consider that they never will be for the rest of the season.
This defense can get you right if you're willing to. If you do what you are capable of doing, if you're capable of getting the ball to not just Lamb, but to Tolbert, you know, if you find weight, but they're going to allow you that avenue to maybe run the football a little bit here. And like I say, Dallas has had success being able to do that when it has been. And it was, you know, last week it was against San Francisco. Ezekiel ran the ball, I thought, pretty effectively for him. Like, half his runs were 4 yards or better.
Yeah, the first half he ran the ball well.
Yeah. How would you play this, by the way, with all these guys being active? How do you play? Do you play like every other play? You're rotating guys in there? Would you go series to series and figure out who the hot guy is and ride that guy the rest of the way?
I'd ride the hot hand, but I'd try and ride Rico. I think Rico's still the best of the three. But I would be down to go series to series, find the hot hand. Maybe down the football all of a sudden shows you some juice.
Series to series or play to play?
Just Rico.
It's really just Rico. I guess in a goal line scenario, you can convince me that you can put Zeke on the field. But even for everything he did the other night versus the Niners, he had zero rushing yards over expectation. He had nothing but light boxes. He was getting nice gains, and he was getting exactly the bare minimum of what those gains should be. I think Rico Dowdle in those same scenarios last week, if he would have played,
expectations,
would have had even better runs on those good Zeke runs.
Yeah, that decision. Really,
he's always leaving meat on the bone. Even a good Zeke play is a play that Rico would do better, unless it's just to get a half a yard at the goal line, and then I'll take your word for it. Give me Zeke, sure.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, Krusty's Corner, every afternoon at this time. Okay, we have lots of Cowboys quotables. They're talking a lot at after practice today, and that's coming up later in the show. Eric Kendricks in an hour at 5 o'clock. It'll be time to talk to the Cowboys linebacker, but we're doing hoop next, right?
Yeah, we'll crank open that rim sesh. Tim Legler loving these Mavs, and with the Rockets in town, we revisit one of the greatest ball sackings of all time next year in the nation.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.